A man from Mansfield has been sentenced for child molestation. Wayne Shockey entered an Alford plea to two counts of child molestation and was sentenced to 10 years in prison. An Alford plea means he does not admit guilt, but does admit there's enough evidence to prosecute him. Shockey was arrested in 2020 after he and another man were accused of sexually assaulting two children. A West Plains man has been arrested in connection with the theft at Great Rivers Distributing in Pomona. Surveillance footage showed a suspect in a vehicle involved in the theft. Howe County deputies spotted the vehicle and attempted to stop it, but the vehicle failed to stop and led them on a short pursuit. The vehicle eventually stopped and a passenger fled on foot but was caught. 28-year-old Elijah Harper was arrested. He's charged with aggravated fleeing. He was taken to jail bond set at $25,000. Thayer Mayor Donna Martin was the guest speaker at the Thayer Chamber meeting on Tuesday. She talked about the dangers of the intersection at Highway 63 and 19 in Thayer.
This part of Highway 63 has been quiet and a little subdued, quiet town for many years. And as we get closer to Jordan's being finished and the other new businesses that are going between Jordan's and the stoplight at Highway 142, I become more and more concerned about the dangers that I see in that stretch of highway.
Mayor Martin talked about contacting MoDOT and the governor for help.
I sent an email to the head of MoDOT, the number one guy at the top, and I also sent a copy of that to the governor of the state of Missouri. I'm intending this next week to contact all of our representatives again, send them a copy of this, and go ahead and hard copy some things. I talked briefly to a couple of different people about a petition for that roadway. It's hard to do a legal petition because it's not just people from the city of Thayer that are affected by that.
She also talked about a petition.
So we devised a little petition, and what I was told by an attorney is it may not hold any legal weight, but if you can toss a box of signed pieces of paper from concerned citizens on a governor's desk, they're going to take a look.
The mayor encourages others to write letters and to sign the petition. The letter the mayor sent is available at the city Facebook page and on our website at ecomnewsnetwork.com. The Missouri Department of Conservation is investigating the shooting of a bull elk. The Department of Conservation is asking the public to help. If anyone visited the Peck Ranch Conservation Area in Carter County on November 25th or 26th and saw anything related to the shooting, they ask that you call them at 1-800-392-1111. The elk was left to waste at the Peck Ranch Conservation Area. Three Van Buren residents were injured in an accident Tuesday morning in Carter County. The Highway Patrol reports that a 47-year-old man, a 48-year-old woman, and 18-year-old girl all suffered moderate injuries when the 48-year-old woman lost control of the pickup and struck a concrete barrier, then went down an embankment. All three were taken to Poplar Bluff Regional Medical Center. The accident happened on U.S. 60 at Carter Creek. Missouri residents in Carter, Howell, Oregon, Ozark, Ripley, and Shannon counties locally who were affected by the March 30th through April 8th disaster may be eligible for FEMA assistance to help with rent. If your primary home was unsafe to live in because of damage caused by the disaster and you had to temporarily live elsewhere, you can apply for FEMA assistance to help pay for alternate temporary housing. To request assistance to help with rent, homeowners and renters need to contact FEMA and let them know. This can be done first by applying for FEMA assistance at disasterassistance.gov. You can call the FEMA helpline at 1-800-621-3362. If you use relay service such as VRS, give FEMA your number for that service. And sending your request in writing to FEMA, Post Office Box 10055, Hyattsville, Maryland, 20782-8055. All of this information is available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. And acclaimed author Daniel Woodrell of West Plains has died at the age of 72. His country noir novels included Winter's Bone, for which he was best known. A full obituary was written by Alex Traub and appeared in the New York Times on November 30th. In it, Daniel's wife, Katie Estelle Woodrell, said the cause of his death was pancreatic cancer. According to the New York Times obituary, Daniel Woodrell was born March 4th, 1953 in Springfield. After a stint in the Marines beginning at the age of 17, he earned a bachelor's degree in English from the University of Kansas in his late 20s, and then got a master's degree from the Iowa Writers' Workshop. Daniel and Katie married in 1984 and moved around the West, South, and Midwest until the mid-1990s. Around that time, Give Us a Kiss was published when they settled in West Plains for good. In addition to his wife, Mr. Woodrell is survived by his brother, Ted. Condolences go out to the family and friends of author Daniel Woodrell.